Jai Gurudev. You want me to speak on transcendental meditation? This time I'll emphasize on the factor of purity. You know, purity is life. Impurity is destruction. Pure consciousness, absolute purity of being, is eternal life. Anything that is closest to it will have longest life. Such a state of creation has very long life. Grosser states of creation have much shorter spans of life. Life increases with purity. If we want that full glory of transcendental meditation be gained by us, full benefit of transcendental meditation be gained by us, and thereby if we want fulfillment in life, then the only thing that we have to be careful about is the purity of the technique, the purity of the method. And the purity of the method is, you have been hearing from your meditation guides, it's such a simple thing, just the simplicity, just this innocence. Only this has to be maintained. For that you don't have to do anything to maintain the purity of the transcendental meditation. You don't have to be careful. Only you don't have to mix it with something else. And when I say you don't mix it with something else, I'm reminded of a professor of law in South India. He started to meditate with his wife and his daughter who was studying in MA. They started. After a week, the professor thought, it's such a lovely thing when you meditate. So nice I begin to feel, and the whole day the mind is so bright, and even within a week he began to feel free from cares and anxieties. What a blissful. One evening he thought, if something more is added to it to make it more powerful, it might become more forceful and more effective. Being a law professor and a very aged old man, about 65, he tried to add something to it. Because if he's in meditation, innocently he was asked to take the mantra and then he dies. Immediately begin to feel better. Then he thought, why can't he think of that blissful state little more, to boost it little more? He thought of watering the root of meditation by putting the mind in that state. So he began to think of that state and try to penetrate the mind to get to that transcendental bliss consciousness. And what he found was, he began to feel a little bit irritable. He struggled through the process of making the meditation more effective, and after about 15 days, his wife became bored with him. One evening, all of them came, the whole family, and then his wife said that he was very good for 1 week, and after that, we don't know what happened to him. I smiled at him and I asked him, what happened to you? Then he said, nothing is happening, he is trying, but 1 week, he felt very good, and after that doesn't. I said, have you done something to it? Then he scratched his mind and said, what I thought was, if something is more added to it to make it more effective. Then he tried to add to it something, and then he lost it. See, the intention was good, but it's not the intention that works. It is the process that brings success to us. We may have very good intention and great love for our meditation and for the teacher of meditation and for everything. But all that love and all that good intention is not going to help. It is the purity of the technique, purity of the method that is going to bring the result. It's highly important that we remain in contact with the meditation guides and just do what they say. And then if they begin to engage you in long talks and social entertainments, don't listen to that. That is not of value to you. The checking of meditation and the diving, every time you begin to feel better and better and better and better, that's all that you are concerned with the meditation guides. I don't mind you go and dine with them, but don't take that to be the function of the meditation guide. Entertainment is not the function of the meditation guide. To give you a right experience within 5 minutes is the sole purpose of the meditation guides. So keep in contact with them in order that you don't lose the purity of the practice. It's highly important, because the effect, the result, lies in the correct method of meditation. Method of meditation is very, very, very simple. And then, at this stage, I'm going to warn you against something. See, a tree has the soft root within it. It has hard bark on it. It has green leaves. It has white flowers, beautiful. It has good apples, very good apples. But, and all these different things belong to the same family of apples. But you must have tasted some apples, very sour. Some apples, very sweet. Even the bark of the apple tree feels proud. I belong to the family of the apple. The tree, the fruit and the flower and the leaf, the root, and the surrounding grass also feels that he belongs to the nearness of the apple. Like that, this transcendental system of meditation is a very great, is the highest gift of the Vedic tradition of masters. I have received it from Gurudev, who was the Shankaracharya. And there are hundreds of systems of meditation, which, and all of them belong to the Vedic tradition, and all of them belong to Shankaracharya's tradition. If someone goes to India and he says, I learned meditation from Shankaracharya or from that learned man, and that this is also, and his followers begin to say that I bring this meditation from the East. Anything from East and India and anybody has nothing to do with this transcendental meditation propagated by the spiritual regeneration movement. Just as the hard bark even can feel proud that he belongs to the family of the apple, any system of meditation can belong to any tradition. The people initiated into the spiritual regeneration movement have to feel that this is what they are concerned with. This transcendental meditation to me is as Indian as it is, as it belongs to Jerusalem, it belongs to the Himalayas, it belongs to Rome, the Pope, it belongs to the Archbishop of Canterbury in England, because it is there, ingrained in the scriptures of every religion. It belongs to Mecca as much as it belongs to the place of pilgrimage of any religion. This is the essential core of every religion, but it is in its purity, is given to the people from the platform of the spiritual regeneration movement. This we have to be very careful about. To me, Christianity is nothing but a tree out of the seed of this transcendental meditation. Hinduism is nothing but the outgrown tree from this seed of transcendental meditation. Islam is nothing but a good tree in the desert out of this seed transcendental meditation. Every religion has as its soul this transcendental meditation. People of any religion could be proud of this, but if they want the technique in its pure state today in the world, it's being imparted from the platform of the spiritual regeneration movement. We regard and respect every faith, every religion, every tradition, and even those who don't belong to any tradition. But in its purity, it is being imparted from the spiritual regeneration movement. We have to be proud of having found it. The only thing necessary is that we continue it innocently, meditate morning and evening, and begin to enjoy life. What matters is how much we love and happiness and peace and harmony we spread in our surroundings. And if we maintain the purity of meditation. And again, at this time I'm reminded, many people have been telling me, oh, how can that man behave like that when he is meditating? Or how can that woman behave like that when he is meditating? Remember, there are different levels of consciousness. Meditation is equally dear and equally forceful and equally useful to every level of consciousness. And for every behavior of a man, there could be 1,000 angles to see. You look at the flower from this side, it looks like that. You look the same flower from the other side, it looks like that. You look it from above, it looks different. You look it from below, it looks different. You can't charge this the efficiency of meditation for a particular behavior of a meditator. He would have one particular angle in his mind, from that he goes ahead. You have a different angle of vision. You look at it from a different point of view. Do not judge the success of meditation from the behaviors of the people, because there is no end to judging the behavior of others. Just judge your own sphere of life, how much harmony has spread around you, how much you are happier and how much you are peaceful and how much you are harmonious with others. If one meditator can see wrong in the other meditator, then his own meditation probably is not right. What is necessary is not to look into the wrongs of others, but look into the better side of others. Because looking into the wrong, you splash mud on your own clean slate of life. Purity, maintenance of purity, not only of meditation, but of our vision, of our thought, of our aspirations, of the influence that we emit around us. Always after meditation, morning and evening, be good to others, be kind to others, maintain purity at every level. Don't look if the purity is maintained from the other side or not. No, you are responsible to give what you have. If someone has mud, he will splash mud on you. And if you have some sweets to spread, you will splash sweets around him. Be sweet to the people, maintain purity of life, and for that, be regular in your practice of meditation. And don't mix any other practice through meditation into your system of meditation. You may read a book, and there are thousands of books so nicely written, you may be fascinated to read them, and some of it you may be inclined to put into your practice. But remember, it is the purity of the practice of transcendental meditation that will give you higher consciousness, that will bring you fulfillment in a natural way. It is not the mixture of something here and there and there. In this practice of meditation, you have pure nectar. And when you have pure nectar, you can't afford to amalgamate it. You can't afford to mix it and make it diluted with so many things here and there. There is no, the world's history does not record of any system which could be more effective in order to raise consciousness of a man. because your own experience tells you how soon your mind begins to traverse into that transcendental state of consciousness. Maybe someday when your mind is, you have eaten something wrong or something, then you don't appreciate diving. But even if you don't actually dive into the transcendent, sure enough, your mind will traverse some deeper levels of consciousness, and that much gain in life will be there. But the purity of meditation has to be. You can go here and there, you can read some books, you can listen to the people, but let it be a part of your entertainment in life and not any learning. In the teaching of transcendental meditation, you have the wisdom of the Absolute, and in this wisdom, you have all harmony with every other thing. Your meditation guides have been trained to tell you from time to time that lecture to you from time to time and keep on informing you that there is no gain in life better than achieving that most tranquil and blissful state of pure consciousness, this state of being, which has been the goal of quest of metaphysics from since creation. This fortunately has come to you in such an effective way that it is now necessary to maintain the purity and gain the maximum results that and bring fulfillment to our life. Jai Gurudev.